Okay, Judges chapter 7, Gideon defeats the Midianites. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose up early and encamped beside the spring of Harod, and the camp of Midian was on the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh in the valley. Yahweh said to Gideon, who's Yahweh?
God.
That's right, God, that's his name. Yahweh said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel boast against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. So it's not good to be proud.
Yep.
And they would have been proud if they thought, well, we were so strong, that's why we won. So God made them weak, and that's what God does with us. He makes us weak. He makes us weak so that we're not proud. And so that we know that anything we do in our lives, it was God doing it through us. Now therefore, God said, announce to the people, whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead. 22,000 of the people returned and 10,000 remained. That's lots of people. That's as many people as live in a town. Do you want to go home? Yes, we'll go home. Straight away. Then Yahweh said to Gideon, the people are still too many. He's got 10,000. That's still lots and lots of people. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Those of whom I tell you, this one shall go with you, shall go. And those of whom I tell you, this one shall not go with you, shall remain. So he brought down the people. That's 10,000 people. 10,000 people. He brought the 10,000 people to the water, and Yahweh said to Gideon, each one who laps the water with his tongue as a dog laps, set him by himself. Okay, so you know how dogs lap?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So he said, put all those people on their own, and all those who bow down on his knees to drink, put them on their own. The number of those who lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink. Yahweh said to Gideon, by the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, each to his own place. So the 300 men took food and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of them to their tents. And the camp of Midian was beneath him in the valley. He must have looked down from where they were, so up on the hill, must have looked down into the valley and seen all those men, a huge army of the Midianites, and thought, but I've only got 300 men. It all seemed so silly. It all seemed that God was not doing the sensible thing. And that's how it often is in our lives, that it seems that God makes us weak, and we think, God, why did you do that? Why do we have to get sick? Why do we have problems with money? Why does the car break down? Why does this go wrong or that go wrong just at the worst time? And that's how Gideon must have felt. That's why it says at the end there, and the camp of Midian was beneath him in the valley. He must have thought, well, I had 22,000 men, and God knocked it down to 10,000, and then he knocked it down to 300. This is hardly anything. The majority of the people had gone home. But this is the lesson. Just as when God appeared to Gideon, to start with in chapter 6, and said, you mighty warrior Gideon, you're going to be strong for me. And he's like, no, but I'm not. I'm not a mighty man. I'm from a poor family. And that's always how God works. That we're so weak. But like Paul said, when I'm weak, then I am strong. When I'm weak, then I'm strong.